Now, a station that's giving you back the power to speak your mind. The all-new talk radio, Freedom 106.5.
We got to switch gears briefly here as we get set to dive inside our interview this morning as we continue to provide information and intel for affordable housing here in Trinidad and Tobago. And nobody else better to speak to us on this issue other than our very good friends out there at Camino Properties International. And this morning, I will be chatting, don't get no harassed there, people. We will continue our discussion with these unfortunate deaths and all what how we feel about certain things in the not-too-distant timing going forward in the morning, in the human impact this morning. But this morning, we just switching gears, Camino Properties International Limited. Our guest this morning is the Managing Director, Digi Reef as well. And it's Digi Reef is a community. All right, is it? Yeah?
Yes, so all right. Partly, yeah.
All right, cool. So we're going to be speaking with Mr. Elroy Serapio, and he will be here to tell us about DigiReef and his role at the company. So good morning, Mr. Elroy. Good morning. Welcome.
Special good morning to you and your listeners as well. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you very much. So let's talk a little bit about your role in the company and DigiReef. Tell us about those two. Let's start with your role and then how it incorporates and encompasses DigiReef.
Okay, so basically, as you would have mentioned, the Camino Properties International, DigiReef is a company that belongs to the Camino group of companies. So we are one of the many companies that are under the Camino group of companies. And what we provide is digital marketing services as well as website design services. So I am the operations manager of DigiReef.
Okay.
And so I am the chief cook and bottle washer of DigiReef at the moment.
Wow. Is it a one-man show?
Yes, for sure.
But that's okay. The company will grow, you know, soon. Camino Properties International Limited, you'll be launching these new platforms in Caribbean spaces. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Sure. So let me just touch on DigiReef. So at DigiReef,
yes,
our goal is simple and powerful. It's to increase the leads and grow the revenue of Caribbean businesses through exceptional website design. And we don't just create websites, but we create a brand for your business. So we ensure that your online presence is lasting for you and your customers. So let's say you're a business owner, right? So we see you hustling, we see you putting your heart out into your business, day in and day out, right? So you have a dream, you have a vision, and you're just trying to make things happen in your business, one client, one sale at a time. But here's the thing, you know, you are growing business and you want to reach a new level. And that's where DigiReef comes in. So we're not just another website companies, but we are your partner. We are like your digital marketing team to help you get to that next level.
I like that. I totally yeah, like that. Camino Properties Limited will be having the home ownership fair coming up. Can you tell us about this?
Yeah, sure.
Before you tell me about that, back me up a little bit with what we was now discussing about the platforms. Caribbean Spaces, yeah.
Yes, that is an exciting new platform that we have launching very soon. So basically, we would have found that if you're looking for a venue or you're looking for that really nice Airbnb, you have to go on mostly the Airbnb website, which is an international company, or you have to mostly go on TikTok to find all those really nice local places like the Paramount Sky and a lot of new and exciting venues. But it has no one place that you could go to be able to find all these venues for your weddings available, all these Airbnbs to stay and have parties at and so on. So we decided to fill that gap and create an online platform called CaribbeanSpaces.com.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, what Caribbeanspecies.com is, if you're planning a wedding, a corporate event, a social gathering, or as simple as a birthday party, we are here to match you with that venue that could provide that quintessential Caribbean experience or look and feel that you desire that will have a lasting impression on you and your guests. So basically, Caribbean Spaces is a platform that you could go onto and see all the local listed venues in Trinidad and Tobago, as well as the Caribbean. And that essentially is what Caribbean Spaces is.
With Caribbean Spaces,
yes,
is it that you will be doing research on these entities and putting them on there for persons, or is it that persons have to pay you, your company, in order to advertise or market their business? How are you going to solicit business on there? Is it that you're going to put them, because you're talking about Airbnbs, places like Paramount, places to visit, places to see. So I coming into Trinidad, I believe Caribbean Spaces speaks to the region. So in Trinidad, if you click on it, Trinidad, or you click on Grenada, you will see what to do in Grenada, what to do here. Is that what it... Right, so that platform is diverse.
Exactly.
It's that diverse platform. Very so diverse. Barbados, St. Lucia, Grenada, Dominica, all these Caribbean islands, Jamaica, everybody, they will have their... When you click on the various countries, you could see the who is who, what to do, where places you should see. Now, for that to happen, is it that your company is going to do the research on these places and add it to your website under the various countries? Or is it that companies have to call Caribbean Space and say, listen, I want to put my business on your page? How does it work?
It works both ways. So companies can, so venue owners could reach out to us, or we like to call them space owners, right? So we cannot point, right, space owners for Caribbean Spaces. And these space owners could reach out to us and have their venue and property listed on CaribbeanSpaces.com. But we are actively, for our users' sake, we are actively trying to reach out to as much venues as possible and get them listed on our platform. Of course, it's free to all our users, but it's paid to these venue owners and these space owners to list the their venue on our platform. And we try to make it as affordable as possible. And the difference between us and Airbnb is we understand our local market here. So we're not trying to get a cut out of your revenue that you generate. You just pay per listing. We don't take a percentage out of the amount of rental income that you generate. No, that's not our primary goal. Our primary goal is user focus, to have one central hub for persons to find the best possible venues for their weddings and so on, and to find the best possible places to stay in Trinidad and Tobago and the Caribbean.
Now, you said it goes both ways. It simply means you will put up on your on the Caribbean Space places must see. You're in Trinidad as a visitor to our island. I don't like to use the word foreigner, no? I like to say visitor. So you're a visitor to our island, and here's a must-see. Must-see Maracas Bay. Here's a must-see. Go up in Paramount Hills. Here's a must-see. Visit the Mud Volcano. Here's a must-see. Our Emperor Valley Zoo. Asa Wright. Our Pitch Lake in La Brea. These are must-sees. Visit Toko. Turtle watching this time of the year. Must-see. These are things that things to do, so to speak. All right, get foods, try your doubles.
Yes, and those things will be there on our platform, ready and waiting for persons to
click
see.
On. Right, but then, so that places, you can't go on, who you're going to charge a fee to advertise Visit Paramount or Visit the Pitch Lake? So those are just things.
Oh, no, those will be free.
You'll put that
those
on.
Will be free. But however, like the in Paramount, it has a really nice Airbnb called Paramount Sky. So Paramount Sky, the owner of that particular Airbnb located there, in case persons really like the Paramount lookout and want to stay in Paramount, using that particular Airbnb, that particular Airbnb owner will be paying to list on CaribbeanSpaces.com.
Right. So what you will do, you will start calling people, of course, like a sales team. And my next question with this Caribbean space, because I'm very much interested in it, is the fact that, is it a one-time fee? Because I will tell you what Trinicars does. It's one fee, just giving you, and whenever your car gets sold, you pay $100 or something, you put up your pictures, and whenever it's sold, you inform them, they take it down. How is this? Is this a monthly rental fee, quarter, half, biannual, annual? What is it? Forever and ever,
so
amen.
Essentially, at the base level, it's a monthly subscription. Just like we know that persons will want to test it out, try it out, and see how it goes. But for others who really want to grab the opportunity, we have yearly packages that you could be able to, that you have a significant discount on, that you could be able to list your property on for the entire year.
That's correct. So I'm glad, so you have an option. So you could pay a monthly subscription, and at the end of the month, your thing comes off. You can pay, do you have biannual, like half a year kind of thing, no? Or it's just monthly?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so you could pay for 6 months, or you could pay
6 months, or you could pay
for the year. And every year you pay a subscription and you stay. That's fair. All right, as we switch gears, I like that idea, you know. URL will cut out for you, boy. This company is going to go, because here's what, you're talking about multiple industries. You're talking about the best clubs to hang out in. You're talking about the Avenue, all these different clubs. So that could be a hit and miss, you know, because if you tell persons you must visit our local Vegas strip, the Avenue, when they go down on the Avenue, they're going to see various companies. So even if these companies say, look, me advertising on Caribbean space, because I see they don't say come down on the Avenue, so they come down on the Avenue, they go pass and check me anyhow, you take it. But then there's another part, another aspect to that. You could tell them on the Avenue, these are the companies that you must visit. So tell me how that's going to work for you.
Exactly. So basically, if we told persons to go to the Avenue, and there are a lot of listings, there are a lot of different proper places on the Avenue to visit, the clubs, the food places, and so on. Although we're telling them to go directly to the Avenue as a must-visit place in Trinidad and Tobago, the properties and the different restaurants or the different clubs that are directly associated with us that are listed on Caribbean Spaces will have a direct advantage, because persons will go directly to them. And because we are not just advertising locally and not just advertising Caribbean wise, but we're also advertising internationally. So we would definitely speak to that international audience who may not know the different places, but will take our recommendation and go directly to that particular venue listed.
That's beautiful. I thought about it, and I like when persons come up with you know, these type of initiative, because I think it augurs well for our country and the Caribbean by extension.
Yes.
And it does give you some freedom to employ persons, because I know the researchers, you will have to have researchers on board, especially for outside, even for Trinidad, but more so for our regional neighbors, because you're talking about going out doing research. They can't physically fly to the island, so they have to then now try and get information as best, call around the island, and then add those things to your website. So when you come onto Caribbean Spaces and you click Dominica, you can see what to go there. You click Barbados, you click Grenada. These are the must-have. These are the must-go. These are the going rates for rental vehicles. If you can rent a vehicle, you know. So it's a lot. And I like the fact that you all are taking the initiative to go in that direction. I think it's something that will go well. And we never could say we had too much information. So even if there are similar websites out there doing same thing, you know, it's how best you project your information on your website that will continue to generate traffic to you. All right, so too much information, that is a no-no. So let's talk a little bit as we continue with Camino Properties International Limited. They will be having a home ownership fair coming up. Tell us about this one.
Yes, that is something very excited that we're having. This home ownership fair is tentatively at the end of May. So that's next month, the end of next month, May. And it's for everyone. But our emphasis is on the members of national security. So as the police, both TTPS and the Trinidad and Tobago Municipal Police as well. We're targeting persons from the Defense Force, Fire, Air Guard, Coast Guard, the Trinidad and Tobago Regiment. So those are the personnel that we're specifically geared this to. However, anyone and everyone are invited.
But then, why are we geared it towards those personnel? Not just asking, nothing bad, you know. Just thinking out loud.
Because we think that at Camino Properties that this particular set of individuals are vital and crucial to have at different strategic locations in Trinidad and Tobago. If we have service personnel in all our various communities and so on, we think that will mean Trinidad and Tobago a safer place.
It will attempt, at least it will be a small step in the right direction, because these personnel also need to be protected themselves. I mean, they do a work that is very dangerous and daring at times. So in having properties or communities develop where it's gated one, and persons form their little cliques and neighborhood watches in these areas, you know, I have servicemen living on my street. So they're watchful, you know. That's a very, very noble thing and a very good direction. So this open, what do you call it, the home ownership fair, is it a, what, you know, give me the nitty gritty details. Are we coming to a location?
Yes.
What are we seeing when we get there?
So the location will be at number 62 Marval Road, Newtown, Port of Spain.
Number 62,
All right, so that's directly opposite TTT News, the Camino Properties office, and we'll be holding it there. Persons who will be coming are persons from all the various banks in Trinidad and Tobago. So any bank you could think of, your bank, and as well as even persons from Camino Properties International will be there, and other real estate companies, as well as DJ Reef will also be present
Dude, you can't miss this opportunity to come and launch your site, letting people know this is what we're doing. Caribbean Spaces, especially Caribbean Spaces, you know, notice are delving a lot into that, because I think that will also catapult. It's the opportunities on that platform is endless. You know, you're talking about if you're looking for home ownership, if you want to buy a property, you want to get yourself a nice condo. You know, we advocate here at Camino Properties, and you all can do price comparison. You know, we are the best. Come to us. We will be the ones that will. And I love the prices there at Camino Properties. I've been talking to another gentleman. I think he's out of the country this time. I can't remember his name offhand. And one of the things that he was saying is that I recognized there was houses for under $1 million. I was like, a private developer have a house. Well, I was wondering what kind of house that is. How structurally sound, because we know the going rate of houses in this country. It's like we need to kill you in order to pay in a house. We had to kill you, we had to beat you with a big stick. We had to take everything you have. And when you don't have no more, you still want, and then you could qualify and probably will get a house. You know, otherwise. And then another thing that bugs me all the time, I mean, this is just me thinking out loud that I have you on the line, and you know, we could, you know, really come down and resonate with our man on the ground. You know, when you could afford to pay a rent, a basic rent in this country for decent dwelling in a, I wouldn't say affluent neighborhood, but in a place where, you know, transport is easy, the supermarket might be close by, the mall area, you know, you could get it. Traveling and traversing is not difficult. You're looking at about $3,800 a month, $3,500 at best. And that's for like a 2-bedroom. You're looking at you're looking at a 3-bedroom, you go on $4,500. This is rent that persons are asking for. When you get a property for $2,500, and you look what type of property it is and where it is. Sometimes if it's 2-bedroom, you had to walk through one bedroom to get to the next and then to get to around. So one of the bedrooms still not private. So you come in, you had to pass through bedrooms, you know, and persons are paying that based on how the structure is built. You know, persons are paying that.
Unfortunately.
You're so correct. Unfortunately. But here's the kicker in it. A mortgage for a house valued, I estimate, when I did some checks, around $750,000, $800,000, could run you anywhere in the vicinity of about $4,500. give or take. There's some financial institutions offering you somewhere 40 years on a mortgage now, right? So you could manage that. But then your DSR, your debt service ratio, a little out there or above, because you know people's salary, and you're paying $3,800 a month, and they tell you can't pay a mortgage. In some instances, I had an accountant working for me, was renting at $5,000 a month.
Yeah.
$5,000 in order to keep his wife and daughter safe and feel safe. Right out in Port of Spain in our Belmont community there, little gated, little compound and stuff, but they were charging him $5,000 a month. And this is not inclusive of his utilities. The only thing I think was provided was internet services. That was provided. So when you tell a person that you could, I'm watching you on my sheet here, you're paying $5,000 a month in rental, how can you not afford a mortgage?
And that's the thing. At Camino Properties, we advocate that we are improving lives one home at a time. And ownership, home ownership is possible. And yes, even in Trinidad and Tobago. So at the home ownership fair, we are having pre-approvals on the spot.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is the next thing I wanted to ask you too. This is that you all, and this is just me, I can't remember what the answer was when I asked the other guy, but I thought I found favor with it. At Camino Properties, you all do internal financing, or is it everything strictly with a financial institution?
So basically, we want to get to the point of internal financing. So we're currently putting systems and things in place to have internal financing, but at the moment we have banks that persons could be able to access financing from. So we have the TTMB, no longer TTMF, right? The Trinidad Tobago Mortgage Bank.
Yeah.
Is one of the many institutions that they could access funding from, as well as a plethora of other banks and lending agencies that we have on our roster, that persons and who will be attending the home ownership fair, that persons could be able to get financing and funding from. And as we said, pre-approvals on the spot, so persons could be able to know what the value of the property that they could be able to qualify for right there and then.
This is what I am in love with, and I know I found favor with the answer, and I think he did say it was in the works where you all will be able to help persons, and I think that is so brilliant. I mean, when I'm coming at a house on $975,000, you know, closing costs, I was like, whoa. I mean, even if it's a simple two-bedroom, modest home, it's still a house that a person can do renovations on in the future, if it's allowed. I'm not sure what the developers are. But the thing about it is, it gives persons a start. Because when you check it out right now, we crossing $1 million, you know, $1.25 million, $1.35, $1.4, $1.6. We have had houses selling at $1.9, and they're telling you that's middle income. I mean, we don't even have middle income in this. It's either you below the poverty line or you're up there.
Oh, yeah, but, yeah.
Yeah, middle income people now drop. The middle income so-called earner come down. Inflation, prices and stuff like that. But Camino Properties, I'm really happy. I mean, we talk about who the home ownership fair was open to. The servicemen of the country, in addition to anyone else, they can also traverse. In closing, though, anything you want to do or wish to say to our listenership and give a little reminder as to when the opening fair is again?
Yeah, so you can look out for it. You can follow Camino Properties International on all social media profiles. You can check out our website, CaminoProperties.com, for more information. But the tentative date is the end of May. So we would in fact be updating the members of the public exactly what days it will be at. Mm-hmm. It will be 2 days, right? Mm-hmm. But you can look out for it in May. And, you know, we have also special prizes there, giveaways, and celebrity guests will be attending. So we really want the public to be able to come out and be able to receive the much needed information from all the numerous professionals and mortgage specialists that will be present, and also the media would definitely be invited as well.
The media will be invited. So I want to thank you very much for chatting with me here this morning, Mr. Elroy Serapio, very unusual name. I like it. Serapio. Song like The Sopranos. You know it is Sopranos? The Sopranos. But it's Serapio. I like the name. Very unusual. I've never heard it before. Well, Mr. Elroy, thank you very much for joining us here on Freedom 106.5 FM. You have given a lot of information. I liken the whole DigiReef. I mean, I understand it falls under the Camino Properties International Limited body of companies. In addition to that, we fell in love with the new platform, Caribbean Spaces, that we spoke incessantly about. I thank you very much. That is something I think will go very far. And it gives room for you to bring persons on and employ them. So good luck to you on that, sir. And don't be a stranger here with us on Freedom. Yeah. We look forward to chatting
Thank
again.
Thank you
in
very
future.
Much.
All right. Have a great day, sir. Enjoy.
Now, a station that's giving you back the power to speak your mind. The all-new Talk Radio. Freedom 106.5.